We continue our learning of the Mishmas Tavim and Menachem Shemichal Yaakov Yipidchos Eliyahu Word Erech and Perakei Mishnah Dali. Mishnah Beis, we spoke about someone who said, Erkiyolah, I'm giving my Erech value to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he died. And we spoke about where we said that Yerushim have to give from the estate. If he said Demeolai, though, when he died, the Yerushim do not have to give because we said Ein Damim Lamesa, someone who's dead doesn't have a market value as sold as a slave. But the Erech, since it's fixed, therefore the Yerushim can give. And remember we spoke about where there was Hamada Medin, at least he came to Beis Din to have himself assessed. Says the Mishnah here, though, Ha'omer er koshel ploni alai. Here, Reuven takes the erech of Shimon upon himself. And meis ha-noder v'hanidar. And the noder, Reuven, who took the neder, who was the marich, one who took this erech vow. And the subject, Shimon, who is the nidar of this vow, also died. Yitno ha-yarshim. The yarshim, the heirs of the marich, of Reuven, who took this vow, have to give the erech of the nerach. Now, this is all after he had Ha'amada Bedin. He at least came to court. The money was not paid, but he came to court. He, the subject, Shimon, came to court to be assessed. So the Mishnah here says that, therefore, the Yerushim have to give. If, let's say, though, the Nerach Shimon died before he even came to court at all for assessment, so then it's Pater, because there's no Erech for a Mace. Nerach needs Ha'amada Bedin. What about Damav Shel Ploni Olai? Let's say Reuven took the Damim, the market value of Shimon upon himself. Not Erech, not the fixed value, but the Damim value, as sold as a slave. He took upon himself, Meis HaNoder, and after Hamada Bedin. And this is true, the Noder dies, which means the subject, Shimon died. And this is true even if he died before they even assessed his value. If he dies, the noder. If the noder Reuven dies, he after Shimon had Hamada Bedin, even if Reuven dies, the one who took the neder died before there was any assessment at all, Yitner Hayarshim. The Yarshim of Reuven have to give the value of Shimon to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Well, Shimon didn't die. Only the one who took the vow died. Only Reuven died. So what can we do? We can figure out, he had Hamada Bedin, but they didn't assess his value. It doesn't matter. Can assess his value right now. Since the Noder had Hamada Bedin, meaning, what happened? They brought Reuven and Shimon to court when they were both alive, after Reuven took upon himself to give the market value of Shimon. And then Reuven dies. So they came to court, although they didn't assess Shimon's value, it doesn't matter, because Reuven had come to court. Shimon is still alive now, and because Reuven was brought to court, he actually has to pay. We don't know what he's supposed to pay, but we can figure that out right now, because Shimon is still alive, and therefore the heirs of the noder, of the person who took the vow, have to give the value. But meis hanidar. But if Shimon, who is the subject of this market value of the damim alav, he dies before Beis Din assessed his value, then lo yitnu yarshim. Then the yarshim, the heirs of the noder, are not chayiv to give the value of Shimon she'ein damim lemesim. As we learn in Mishnah Beis, there is no value for someone who has died. Perakei Mishnah Hey Shor ze ola. Bayez ze carbon. A person says this ox is going to be carbonola, designated as a carbonola, or this house is going to be carbon, which means it's going to be hektish. I'm designating my house to the Beis HaMikdash. Meis hashor v'nafal habayis. If the shore died or the house collapsed before the treasurer, the gizbar, was able to take hold of these items for hektish, eino chayiv l'shalem. The person who's makdish, the shore, the bayis, is not chayiv b'achrayis. It doesn't have to pay. Why? Because he said shore is zeh, and the shore now is dead. Bayis zeh, but the bayis, but the house is dead. So the gizbar didn't take it, so he doesn't owe anything. What if he said, though, and we're going to read the Mishnah with the word demay, although the Mishnah doesn't have the word in the Gemara, nonetheless, the Gemara assumes that the word belongs there. So what if he said, demay shor ze alai ola? I am giving the damim, the value of this shor, upon myself, I take upon myself as the carbon ola. Or, oh, demay vay ze alai carbon. So in such a case, meis ha-shor v'naf ha-labayis, if the ox dies, or the house collapses before the gizbar, the treasurer, could take hold of them, then chayv l'shalem. He has a chiyuv achrayis. He does still owe that to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, just to understand a little bit what it means, why demei, some Mishnah has the word demei in parentheses. What's the issue here? So the person in the first case said, shor ze ola, buy ze carbon. The key word is ze. When you say ze, you designate something specific, and that specific thing is no longer here, so you don't know anything anymore. In the second case, you happen to have said ze, but you also said alai. Alai means I take upon myself. Now, if you didn't have the word ze, and you said shor alai ola, that's a case of where you should be chayev ba'achrayus. We discussed in earlier in Seder Kachim the difference between, in other places, the difference between a neder and a nedava. Neder is where you say, I take this upon myself, ze alai. You say, I take alai. Alai means, okay, if something happens to the thing that I decide to designate, I have to give something else. That's what we call a neder. A nedava is where I specifically say ze, and if therefore that ze is no longer here, then I don't owe anything. Here, you said ze and you said alai. So the Gemara therefore says, since you said the word said ze, you specified something specific, even though you said alai, which sounds like you take upon yourself achrayus, a responsibility, even if something happens to it. Now, since you've said the word ze, so then it sounds like you're specifying this a particular item. And therefore, since ze and alai kind of cancel each other out, we have to add on the word demei. Once you say demei shor ze alai, then it doesn't matter that you said ze. Demei, I'm giving the value of a shor to the Beis HaMikdash as an ola. So then you owe the Beis HaMikdash an ola. Same thing when it comes to a bais. You said bai is ze alai, you have ze, and you have a lai. They may be self-contradictory, but the bottom line is you said demei. Once you say demei, I'm giving the value, that assumes that you're taking responsibility. If anything happens to the one that you designated, you have to give one in its place.